I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Housing advocates are criticizing the City of Toronto's frequent closures of its warming centers this week. Advocates say that the city continues to close these centers, despite fluctuating weather conditions and the ongoing shortage of shelter beds and spaces. This week, the city closed its warming centers at noon on December 28th, after being active for less than a week. Outrage stems from the death of an unhoused individual sleeping outside, who died on Christmas Day due to the inclement weather. The deceased individual is known as AR, and their name is expected to be added to the homeless memorial outside the Church of the Holy Trinity in January. Last month, the memorial allowed advocates and community members to offer condolences for those that passed, as well as offer their own words condemning the city's approach to housing.
The tents that are here in this park right now, just like Sam said, this is activism, that people are taking up space. Internally displaced people. These people should have a home. They're not homeless. They come from somewhere. They should have a house there. They're internally displaced people. We seem to be able to conceptualize that when there's conflict elsewhere. But when conflict happens here in Turtle Island, we can't conceptualize. These people are internally displaced. And they're taking up political action here. You know, people in this shelter system, in this government doing outreach should recognize that's what's paying their bills, this activism. It built the shelter hotel system. What a dream that was. People would have a door and not be in a congregate setting. What has it become? This past week, I was so disgusted by the fact that someone who we spent several weeks trying to get a room in the shelter hotel system so that they would feel safe, so that they could, you know, quiet the voices in their minds so that they can come back to self and have a safer life. Their caseworker is evicting them to a shelter as punishment for having a candle in their room. And the caseworker tells me, I know you don't really understand housing, but this is actually part of their counseling plan. It's part of their steps to recovery, to have to go to a shelter for several days and to lose their apartment, and then eventually lose that hotel entirely and be put back into the streets.
Opening of the centers were responses to the city's extreme cold weather, when temperatures reached minus 20 and there were more than 15 centimeters of snow. The city announced that its focus will shift to finding shelter spaces for its unhoused residents. But advocates are pointing out that individuals continue to be denied a bed each night due to overcapacity. Advocates include the Shelter and Housing Justice Network and Rafi Aaron, spokesperson for the Interfaith Coalition to Fight Homelessness. They tweeted out this week asking the city what supply is even available, and that the death of AR was preventable if efficient winter prep for the unhoused was completed. City data released in August by the Shelter Support and Housing Administration shows that, on average, more than 40 people were turned away from shelters nightly. Three warming centers were open prior to the December 22nd winter storm. The three centers are located at the Scarborough Civic Center, Metro Hall, and Downtown Core. Three warming centers were open prior to the December 22nd winter storm. The three centers are located at the Scarborough Civic Center, Metro Hall in the Downtown Core, and Mitchell Field Community Center in North York. The warming centers were introduced as part of Toronto's winter plan to help its unhoused residents. At least 16 centers are outlined in the plan, as well as more beds added per shelter. CGRU contacted Rafi Aaron, the Shelter Housing and Justice Network, and the city's Shelter Support and Housing Administration for comment. CGRU is awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.